Welcome to another edition of BizBuzz on News Now Warsaw. In partnership with the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce, here's today's BizBuzz.
Hi, this is Scott Wiley with the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce with this episode of BizBuzz. Today I'm with Fire Chief Brian Mayo. Welcome, Brian.
Thank you. Good to be here.
All right, this is coming up on July 4th weekend. This is going to be kind of a crazy week.
One of the busiest.
Yeah, so just tell me a little bit about what are your fire concerns this weekend, and then if you can tell us about just in summer in general and boating and just safety.
Yeah, this is always a weekend of concern because this is one of the busiest weekends for people to get outside and obviously celebrate the Independence Day with fireworks. Mm-hmm. Inside the city limits of Warsaw, there is ordinances in place that have hours that need to be followed, types of fireworks that can be utilized, when and where you can set them off. And then we as a fire department try to put out some general safety on what type of safety you should use when you're setting them off. Mm-hmm. So the best place to go is the fire territory page, which is www.warsaw.in.gov. Go into the Warsaw Wayne Fire Territory page, and there is a tab for fireworks.
Oh, perfect.
And it's there year-round because in the state of Indiana, you can shoot off fireworks year-round. Mm-hmm. However, most municipalities, and we're included, have dates and times and limitations as to what you can use and how long you can use them. Mm-hmm. The best one being on the 4th of July, technically at midnight, you're supposed to cut off fireworks.
At midnight, okay.
At midnight. And there are some places, Warsaw's included, to where some of those violations, especially if we get out of hand and things get caught on fire or such, mm-hmm. Misdemeanors can be put in place if so imposed. Mm-hmm. So it's not just a recommendation. It's actually part of our ordinances and laws within the city. And so along with the 4th, there's some other safety guidelines that we'd like to put into place, generalized stuff. You know, if you're using fireworks, have adults setting the stuff off, be in a big, wide open area, not indoors. Mm-hmm. We recommend that the kids not touch stuff that could potentially burn them or harm them. Mm-hmm. Good distances back for the explosion portions. It's good to have water cans nearby or a hose or something. Mm-hmm. With all the rain and thunderstorms we've had, the fields are not as dry as they were. However, if the wind keeps up and the rain holds off, you know, we could be back into a drought situation. Mm-hmm. So the grass fires start. Any fireworks that land on houses, they typically cause fires. Mm-hmm. One of the statistics I was just looking up was that there's about 19,000 residential structure fires that occur across the nation on the 4th of July.
19,000.
Some are extreme, some are not so extreme, but they all count. And so on the 4th of July, it's a busy day. Mm-hmm. So that's one to keep in mind.
And now the 4th of July is on a Tuesday. Probably people start Friday night and they're going to be partying all through.
It really is a 4-day holiday weekend, and I love it just as much as everybody else. Great time to get out on the water, the lakes, and we have a ton of them around here. And that brings me to some of the other safety aspects of just the weekend as a whole. Mm-hmm. Again, the weather looks like it'll be somewhat cooperative around here, so we're not going to have huge high temperatures. But when you get out on the water, you know, wear a flotation device. Watch the kids. Watch other boaters. Of course, there is some drinking that occurs out on the water as well, so mm-hmm. we always have to be mindful of people out there and just being cautious of other boaters and such. So PFDs, personal flotation devices, mm-hmm. are always recommended. If you're going to stay out in the evening to watch fireworks shows on the water, make sure your running lights and all those things are accounted for. Mm-hmm. And again, Department of Natural Resources, that's more of their lane and law enforcement, mm-hmm. but they do go out and do boat checks too. Mm-hmm. We certainly don't want to try and pluck somebody from the water when it gets dark outside.
Right.
Some of the other things that we recommend is grilling safety. Be a ton of grilling this weekend. I'm the same way. I love to cook out on 4th of July weekend. Mm-hmm. Keep the grill away from your house. Don't leave it unattended. We go to a few propane and other grill type incidents a year. And if it's next to your home, there's where the problem occurs. Again, keep an eye on pets and children that get next to those heat sources. They just don't know any different. And so those types of injuries can occur. Mm-hmm. Pets on the 4th, that's always a good question that we get inside the fire department is, what to do with the dogs and the cats when the fireworks start going off. Best thing we try to tell people is keep them calm, keep them inside, and if they really can't handle it, some people have crates that they crate their mm-hmm. animals in, try to get them inside, comfort them, but they do tend to not handle the fireworks well.
Our dog heads straight under the bed.
yeah, a lot of them do not do well with that. And really, that's about it.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of fireworks, I live on a lake, and it seems like there's fireworks on a lake going off all the time. And I'm concerned because a lot of times they're setting them off right on the pier, right next, like 2 feet away from their boats. Absolutely. And so good part is they're close to a lake, so water's plentiful. But like during the 4th of July season, what are the general guidelines for? Is there a time limit on setting off fireworks in the county or?
Well, county.
Or a city?
Jurisdiction, not so much. Ours are a little bit more restrictive. So if you want to go back to the actual, ours inside the city limits is 5 p.m. until 2 hours just past sunset, and that's June 29th till the 3rd.
Okay.
And on the 4th, they allow you to go 10 a.m. Mm-hmm. till midnight. And okay. Technically, after midnight, you're supposed to cut off.
Okay.
And then when you get July 5th to July 9th, because it's kind of a short week, people mm-hmm. still want to celebrate, it's 5 p.m. till 2 hours past sunset. Mm-hmm. And then the next restriction is New Year's Eve.
Okay.
So, again, it is a year-round thing you can do, but again, most days, the 4th being the exception, is mm-hmm. Sunset and a little bit after mm-hmm. probably should be done.
Yeah. Well, this now that we've moved daylight savings time, right. That gets you almost a minute.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. It is 10 o'clock before it starts getting dark outside. Yeah. So, yeah, for sure. And you brought up an interesting point about being next to other types of materials. You know, most boats are fiberglass or wood. Mm-hmm. Some are metal. But when you're in close proximity to fuels and boats and fiberglass, mm-hmm. really that's why they want you to be in a wide open field, mm-hmm. fire extinguishers around so that we can keep some of those spot fires to a minimum and then have lots of people out there for spotters. Mm-hmm. You know, because, again, they have to come down somewhere 9 times out of 10. And
right.
those are hot products. If they land on a roof mm-hmm. or in a mulch bed or in a boat or a mm-hmm. car, mm-hmm. that's where the accidents happen.
Yeah. Well, thank you for being here with us today, Chief Mayo, and thanks for keeping us safe.
Absolutely. Have a great and safe holiday weekend.
Thank you.
Does your church or nonprofit group have an event coming up? Well, let us know about it at news@newsnowwarsaw.com. You can get your event onto the newsnowwarsaw.com community calendar. All you got to do is email all the information to news@newsnowwarsaw.com. Please email your information at least 1 week in advance to the event, and we'll get that up on our website, and we will also voice it on the air for you. Again, that's news@newsnowwarsaw.com.
We stand on the shoulders of women who came before us.
Women who fought for their own financial futures.
And now it's our turn.
Join us. Visit WeSaySaveIt.org and take control of your financial future by saving for retirement.
A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Hi, this is Scott Wiley with the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce with this episode of BizBuzz. Today I'm excited to be at Crazy Joe's Fireworks with Spencer McCoster. Spencer, welcome.
Welcome, eh? I greatly appreciate the interview and greatly appreciate your time. Hopefully we can have a great 4th of July season this year. We've had quite a bit of rain to help get us through it.
Yeah, talk to me a little bit about that. How does rain and impact like laws and all that kind of stuff?
It's a lot more better when we get a lot of rain because that's a major factor in the fireworks industry compared to like 2012 when we had burn bans and you couldn't light any fireworks, which was a major safety issue. This year we've had quite a bit of rain, which would make it a lot easier on firefighters and first responders to help maintain through the season. It's a big safety issue to be sure.
Mm-hmm. We talked a little bit about the impact that COVID had on the whole firework industry. I found that fascinating. Talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, the past years that we had COVID, everybody was forced to light their own fireworks in their own backyards. Everything was canceled, all the festivals and retreats and everything. There was only a certain number of people you were allowed to get together with. So everybody was buying their fireworks, shoot off in their own backyards. We actually sold out those 2 years. It was probably the best for the fireworks industry nationwide.
You actually sold out. Now, that's looking at your shop here. You've got tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of different fireworks here. I can't believe, imagine this whole place sold out. So I don't know if you have an exact count or not, but about how many different types of fireworks do you sell here?
We have about 800 different items in the store from probably about 16 different types of manufacturers. We like to carry a wide variety, give people a lot of a selection. It seems to be kind of overwhelming, though, from time to time with customers because, oh, my God, there's just too much to choose from. It kind of gets them a little caught up. We always offer them a quarter to flip in case they can't make
it. Oh, there you go. That's a good idea.
We have a lot of salespeople that help them out, and we have video systems where we can scan the items. And it'll pop up on the TVs for them, or they can use their smartphone and hit the QR codes, and it takes them directly to YouTube. Gives them a general idea of the video and what the performance is going to be.
Oh, that's amazing. Is that new just this year, the last couple of years?
Or? We've had the barcode system now for probably about 5 years. And now all of them are most putting on the QR codes. It makes it a lot easier for consumers to be able to do it themselves, like I said, with a smartphone. Like I said, they direct them directly to YouTube.
Wow, that's amazing, because I know as you've been busy here, because we're getting close to the 4th of July, I was wandering around the store, and I look at the beautiful graphics, and these are artwork on these boxes. It's amazing. But I was thinking, I wonder what that looks like. So I can scan that QR code, and it'll actually show me what it's going to look like.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
A lot of times, all the packaging and different names and stuff usually sells the fireworks, but you only can't go by that. You need to actually watch what it does, because you can't always go judge a book by its cover, that's for sure. Yeah.
Well, I just love all the colors and all the boxes and all the graphics, and just these names are crazy.
Yeah, there were a lot of Looney Tune ones and stuff that anything that's over, what, I think it's 20, 25 years, you're able to use without being copyright infringement and that okay. sort of thing. So it's just almost like music. So, yeah, we've got a lot of Looney Tunes, a lot of other different brands that have kind of fallen by the wayside, kind of oldies but goodies.
Yeah. Now, you said this is kind of calm before the storm. You said starting maybe even this afternoon, you're going to be shoulder to shoulder in here. And how do you have to wait to get a cart? How does all that work?
Yeah, we have about 23 employees to cover us for this weekend through the 4th.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, it takes 3 cash registers, 3 baggers, a couple people waiting on customers. We have salespeople, restockers, stickers, gathering carts. It's quite a bit to maintain during the season. It gets to be quite overwhelming. It's shoulder to shoulder. A lot of times, we actually expanded our parking lot 2 years ago because there was people were complaining they had to drive around the block to get into the parking lot, and they had to take a number to get a shopping cart. Some of the aisles in the store aren't even able to shop because they're just people waiting in line for carts full of fireworks, a lot of products. It's pretty tasking for sure.
I bet you're beat after this season. So you're kind of hard to miss, but just in case somebody doesn't know where you're located, where can they find you?
We're on US 30 on the corner of North 800 West. You look for the crazy yellow building, a bunch of flags out front. You can't miss it, that's for sure.
And if you're coming from Warsaw, it's just kind of past Hoffman Lake.
Yep, we're about 7.3 miles from 15, directly west on US 30. You can't miss us, just right past Hoffman Lake on the right-hand side.
And what are your hours and days that you're open?
We're open 10 to 10 currently until July 8th.
10 to 10 o'clock at night. So after work, I can go home, eat supper, and still go shopping.
Oh, that's for sure. We're going to be here for at least 12 hours a day. So I'll probably be open until midnight on a few of these days. People just don't stop coming, which is a good thing.
Great. And what's your do you have a phone number, a website, a Facebook site? How do people get in touch with you if they have some questions?
Yeah, they can follow us on Facebook. Follow Crazy Joe's Fireworks page, and we also have a website, crazyjoesfireworks.us, and our phone number is area code 574-858-0088.
Great. Now, I have to ask, do you have a favorite firework of your own?
There's been a lot of different performances and different effects that have come out over throughout the years. I've been doing fireworks now for almost 35 years. But they do come out with a lot of new color-changing ones. They have a new ghost color shell that comes out. It actually changes colors, so that when they make the stars, it's one color on the outside, and as the star burns and dissipates, it actually changes to another color.
Wow, that's cool. Now, wait a minute. Let's back up a little bit. You said you've been doing this 35 years. What's the history of Crazy Joe's?
My father started this business back in, must have been early 80s, and then he's since retired. And I've been here at this location here in Warsaw for 17 years now.
Oh, my goodness.
We started in Downriver, Detroit, and in Monroe, Michigan area. It's been quite a long road to travel.
Yeah. Well, you have seen a lot of changes, I'm sure, over the years. This new technology with a QR code is amazing. Thank you for providing all this much fun and excitement and entertainment. Again, especially through the COVID years when there wasn't anything else to do. That was awesome. And so, well, thank you, Spencer. And you have more than one location.
Yes, you can visit any one of our 4 locations. We're in Napanee across from Dairy Queen. We're in Columbia City in the Walmart Plaza next to Walmart. And we're also in North Manchester on the corner of 13 and 114. And, of course, the Superstore on US 30 and North 800 West.
Thank you, Spencer. And come see Spencer for all your firework needs.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate your time. And I hope everybody does have a great, safe, happy 4th of July to celebrate the independence of our country.
You have been listening to today's edition of BizBuzz in partnership with the Kosciuszko Chamber of Commerce. And be sure to join us next time for another edition of BizBuzz with News Now Warsaw.